from rock bottom to renewal. Elizabeth Gilbert had achieved what seemed like the perfect life, a successful writing career, a lovely home in suburban New York, and a beloved husband. But as she neared her early 30s, she felt a deep sense of unease. The natural desire to settle down and start a family never emerged for her. Instead, she was more excited about writing a story on a giant squid in New Zealand than considering parenthood. Her marriage was deteriorating, and during a painful moment of despair, Gilbert found herself sobbing on her bathroom floor and praying to what she believed might be God. Over the next 7 months, she engaged in earnest conversations with this spiritual presence, despite not belonging to any particular faith. After much reflection, Gilbert decided to divorce her husband. She then moved in with a rebound fling, David, but their unstable relationship and her bitter divorce left her feeling lost. Amid this chaos, Gilbert started exploring new paths. She took Italian language classes, which introduced her to a new culture. She practiced yoga with an Indian guru, which helped calm her mind. Additionally, an Indonesian healer she had interviewed invited her to live and study in Bali. These experiences inspired her to embark on a journey of self-discovery. She planned to travel to Italy to immerse herself in its culture, to India to deepen her spiritual practice, and to Bali to learn about healing. With this new adventure ahead, Gilbert found a glimmer of hope, believing she might eventually find her way back to wholeness. A fresh start in Rome. In 2003, just weeks after her divorce, Elizabeth Gilbert arrived in Rome, eager to start her journey of self-discovery. Her first meal in the city set the stage, a delicious plate of spaghetti alla carbonara with sautéed spinach, fried zucchini flowers, veal saltimbocca, fresh bread with green olive oil, rich tiramisu, and a glass of house red wine. For the first time in years, she slept soundly, free from stress and future worries, simply savoring the present moment. This was just the beginning of her new Italian lifestyle. Rather than planning each day, she spent her time exploring Rome's historic streets and piazzas, sitting by fountains, sipping espresso, and people watching. She even smiled at young couples showing open affection on benches and visited her favorite gelato shop twice, or even three times, a day, enjoying salted caramel and strawberry flavors. Beyond the food, Gilbert immersed herself in Italian culture, enthusiastically learning the language. She spoke with taxi drivers, read local newspapers in cafes, and engaged with friendly locals in discussions. Her skills improved as she practiced, and she eventually joined a language school with other foreign students who, like her, were there just for the love of learning Italian. This time, it wasn't about achievement or goals, it was simply about enjoying the experience and being fully present. Challenges in La Dolce Vita. Though her new life in Italy seemed ideal, Elizabeth Gilbert's struggles weren't over. About 10 days into her stay, old feelings of depression and loneliness crept back, which she linked to her impulsive decision to quit her antidepressants, assuming the beautiful setting of Rome would heal her. In a move of self-compassion, she began writing supportive notes in her journal, promising herself patience and unconditional love. This self-care helped her wake up feeling lighter the next morning. Over time, Gilbert made friends in Rome, including her charming language partner Giovanni, his outgoing twin brother Dario, and a food lover named Luca Spaghetti. They bonded over Italian specialties like oxtail stew, cannoli, and the tangy limoncello. She let go of her usual yoga routine, but started to appreciate bel far niente, the Italian value of simply enjoying life's moments. This newfound outlook helped her begin to heal and let go of the pain from her past relationship, marking a new start in her journey of self-discovery, devoting to prayer in India. At 1:30 a.m. on December 30th, Elizabeth Gilbert's plane landed in Mumbai, India, marking the second stop on her global journey of self-discovery after spending 4 months in Italy. By 3:30 a.m., she arrived at the ashram, where she would spend an extended period studying. After her Italian indulgences, Gilbert was eager to reconnect with her meditation mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, meaning, I honor the divinity that resides within me. As the sun rose over the ashram, the pleasures of Italy felt distant. Gilbert learned that yoga is more than just physical poses. It's a path to spiritual enlightenment through movement, breath, and meditation. The ashram belonged to a guru she had found during a turbulent time in New York, a sign she took as cosmic guidance. A photo of an Indian woman had deeply resonated with her, prompting her spiritual journey. On her first day at the ashram, jet-lagged and tired, Gilbert joined a vibrant call-and-response chanting session to welcome the new year. Despite being surrounded by strangers, she felt connected through their collective voices, meditating and serving in India. Gilbert's daily routine included meditation and scrubbing the temple floors. While the physical work was tiring, the real challenge was quieting her mind, a common struggle in yogic practice. She and her fellow devotees practiced disciplined and mindful eating, a stark contrast to her Italian indulgence. A fellow student, Richard from Texas, humorously nicknamed her Groceries for her hearty appetite. Over time, Gilbert's meditation practice improved, leading to vivid visions and dreams, including one of a snake symbolizing the emotions from her past. Richard reassured her that this was a period of necessary grieving. Despite frustrations with the complex 182-verse Guru Gita chant, Gilbert found meaning by imagining singing it as a lullaby to her nephew. By the end of her stay, Gilbert felt she had become the embodiment of prayer rather than merely praying. Her Sanskrit name, given by her guru, was Antivasan, one who lives at the spiritual border. Rediscovering love in Bali. When Elizabeth Gilbert arrived in Indonesia for the final part of her global journey, she felt lost with no clear plans or contacts. She hadn't been in touch with the Balinese healer Kedit Lear since writing about him years ago and didn't know if he was still alive or where to find him. Unlike her indulgent time in Italy or her spiritual quest in India, she wondered what Indonesia would offer. Gilbert started her stay in Ubud. At her hotel, staff member Mario recognized Kedit and took her to him. To her embarrassment, Kedit didn't remember her. After reminding him about their past interaction and revealing her identity as the book writer from New York, he recalled her. They arranged a deal. Gilbert would teach Kedit English in exchange for learning Balinese meditation and philosophy. Her days in Bali were unstructured, allowing her to explore the stunning natural beauty around her, including rice paddies, orchids, and fruit trees. Finding love and guidance. Through Kedit, she learned about Balinese spiritual beliefs, including the five elemental essences, water, fire, wind, air, and earth. Meditation focuses on connecting these elements to the universe. As weeks passed, Gilbert and Kedit became close friends. Kedit, curious about Gilbert's travels, offered advice on life's big questions. What should we do with all the craziness in the world? He answered, nothing. The world will always be crazy. How can we find inner peace? He said, meditation. Kedit taught Gilbert to meditate on four feminine archetypes, helping her integrate different aspects of herself. When Gilbert injured her knee in a bus accident, she saw another healer, Wayan, who predicted that Gilbert would find new love. Soon after, at a party in Bali, Gilbert met Felipe, a charming Brazilian. Despite initial hesitation, their chemistry was strong, and they fell in love. They decided on a unique arrangement, traveling between the U.S., Brazil, Australia, and Bali. As they prepared to dive into the sea from their boat in Gili Meno, Gilbert looked at Felipe and said, Attraversiamo, Italian for, Let's cross over, ready to start the next chapter of her journey. Key points. 1. Finding fulfillment may require moving away from societal expectations. 2. Deep self-reflection can reveal what truly brings happiness. 3. Sometimes releasing old attachments is essential for inner peace. 4. Exploring new skills and interests can open unexpected life paths. 5. Embracing simplicity and savoring the present brings lasting joy. 6. Spiritual practices offer grounding and clarity in uncertain times. 7. Opening up to others can lead to meaningful connections and support.